Hey guys, I wanted to take a couple of minutes to make a point about some of the political conversation that predictably has followed the tragedy that happened in Uvalde, Texas. Now, right on cue, there are the calls for gun control. This happens, you know, virtually every time there is a shooting incident of any magnitude. Here are my thoughts about that. I'm not going to get into my personal thoughts about the Second Amendment or about gun control or about any of the specific proposals are out there. I just want to talk more generally about our republic and how this conversation fits in with that and the right way to go about pursuing gun control, if that's what you think we should have. Now, it is a perfectly legitimate political opinion to believe that we should have further gun control, and that runs the gamut anywhere from, you know, people who think we should just have more rigorous background checks to people who think we should ban all firearms completely and everything in between. Right? There's a lot of room for differing opinions there. And everyone's opinion is legitimate here in terms of a political opinion. There's nothing illegitimate about believing that, you know, we shouldn't allow guns at all. They should all be illegal. And that's a perfectly legitimate position. It's not currently a constitutional position, but it's a legitimate political position. It's a goal that you can pursue if that's what you think is the right thing to do. The question is, what is the right way to pursue these things in our constitutional republic system that we have? Okay, a lot of the proposed laws, the banning of this, banning of that, restricting this, restricting that, a lot of this under our current Second Amendment as it is written and as it has been interpreted, a lot of these things are completely unconstitutional. So a lot of the things that are being proposed are non-starters. They're not going to get you anywhere. Even if you pass these things through Congress or through state legislatures, they're just going to be struck down by the courts. And what has that gotten you? All you did is pass an unconstitutional law that got struck down by the courts, and you didn't solve a damn thing. You didn't get what you want in any way. All right, so what is, and again, I am not coming down in favor of any of these particular laws. I'm just talking more broadly. So what is the right way to go about these things if passing laws isn't the answer because they're unconstitutional and will be struck down? Well, the right way to do this in our republic, in our constitutional republic, is to invoke the Fifth Amendment to the Constitution. The Fifth Article of the Constitution, not the Fifth Amendment, Article 5, which provides for amendments to the Constitution. Okay, because what's standing in your way with a lot of these gun control proposals is the Second Amendment, is the Constitution itself. So the only way to get around that is not by passing unconstitutional laws, it is by amending the Constitution. That is the legitimate, that is the correct, that is the legal, that is the constitutional way to do what you want to do. If what you're wanting to do is some of these gun control, take some of these gun control measures, which are currently unconstitutional. The way to do it is to amend the Constitution. And we've amended the Constitution many, many times in our history. So if you want to infringe upon people's right to keep and bear arms, as laid out in the Second Amendment, only way to legally do that is to amend the Second Amendment. You can outright repeal the Second Amendment if you want, or you can amend it, or whatever. But that's where you have to start. You have to start with the Constitution itself, because it's the Constitution that is preventing you from getting what you want in terms of these gun control things. So change the Constitution. The framers of the Constitution put it right there in the Constitution, gave you a mechanism for changing things if that's what you think should be done. So make your case in the political system. Make your case. Convince your fellow Americans that your version of gun control is what we should have, and propose a constitutional amendment to achieve it. And then get it either passed through Congress and then sent out to the states through ratification, or call a convention of states, as is laid out in Article 5, call for a convention of states whereby you can go around Congress and propose amendments to the Constitution straight from a convention of states. And then that has to go out and be ratified by 3/4 of the states. You do that, then you've effectively amended the Constitution, and now you can put in place whatever gun control measures you think are most appropriate. But that's the way to do it. I'm sick and tired of these ridiculous conversations we have every time, you know, there is some tragedy. We get all these ridiculous, you know, calls for new laws that are flatly unconstitutional. It's like masturbation. It might make you feel good, but it's not accomplishing anything. Is that what you want to do? Is this all just for show? Is this all just performative? Is this all just to make you feel good? Or do you want to actually accomplish something? Do you want to achieve your political goal here? If you do, then you got to amend the Constitution. And again, I'm not coming out in support of any of these individual efforts for gun control. I'm not getting into it. Not the point. My point is simply one about our constitutional system and the correct way, the legal way to go about achieving gun control here. Gun control that is not presently constitutional. You have to make it constitutional in order to get it. Step one, amend the Constitution. Step two, put in place the laws that you think are most appropriate. But in our democracy, and yes, our constitutional republic is a democracy. We are a republic, which is a form of democracy. And in our democracy, we advance things by convincing our fellow Americans that we are right about things. So go out there and make your case. You get enough people on your side, you get enough votes, you can amend the Constitution, and you can get your way here. But it's not doing you or anybody any good to simply demand the passage of unconstitutional laws simply because you demand that we do something, or that it makes you feel better, or that you're all emotional, you know, understandably emotional, as we all are, seeing innocent children gunned down like this. But just being emotional and hysterical and calling for things that are illegal and unconstitutional, that's not going to accomplish anything. So anyways, those are my thoughts on that. As always, thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you again soon.